Welcome to the Natural Enquirer Reader Series, brought to you by the Natural Enquirer Program. These amazing publications are intended for early readers from kindergarten through second grade. It's time to read along. Whenever you hear, turn the page. To begin, turn to page one now. Ready? Let's begin.
Meet Smokey Bear's team, a part of the Natural Enquirer Reader Series.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I teach people how to prevent wildfires.
If you prevent something, like a wildfire, you stop it from happening.
I also have many wildfire prevention friends that help me do my job. Will you be one of my friends too?
Prevention is the act of stopping something, like a wildfire, from happening.
Let's take a look at the photos on page 3. The top photo says, learning about Smokey Bear. The middle photo says, teaching about firefighters. The bottom photo says, building a safe campfire.
Humans have been using fire for thousands of years to cook food and stay warm. Fire is important. Many forests and grasslands need fire to keep their ecosystems healthy.
An ecosystem is all the living and non-living things you see. Plants and animals are living things. Rocks, water, and air are non-living things.
Let's take a look at the photos. The photo on page 4 says, cooking over a fire. The photo on page 5 says, a forest that needs fire.
However, wildfires can harm plants, trees, and buildings. Sometimes, people start wildfires by accident.
Wildfires can be very dangerous.
Firefighters and people who live and work near these wildfires might get hurt. Smoke from these fires can be bad to breathe. When a place is destroyed by a wildfire, it can take a long time to rebuild and grow.
Let's take a look at the photos. The photo on page 6 says, a wildfire. The top photo on page 7 says, a firefighter working. The middle photo says, smoke from a wildfire. The bottom photo says, after a wildfire.
Did you know that humans cause most wildfires? Kids can accidentally start a wildfire by playing with matches or lighters. Never play with matches or lighters. People can accidentally start a wildfire by not putting out a campfire all the way. Don't build a fire if the weather is windy or dry. People can accidentally start a wildfire by burning yard waste when it is not safe.
Let's take a look at the photos. The photo on page 8 says, matches and lighters. The top photo on page 9 says, campfire. The bottom photo says, burning yard waste.
I've been teaching people how to prevent wildfires for many years, but I'm not the only one. I have lots of friends who help me prevent wildfires. Together, we help keep people, animals, and lands safe. Come meet my friends.
Let's take a look at the photos on page 11. The top photo says, packing her tools. The middle photo says, working as a team. The bottom photo says, making a plan.
Some people look out for fires. People who look for fire may stay in areas deep in the forest or far away from other people. A lookout watches every day for signs of a fire. A sign could be as small as a puff of smoke. If a lookout sees signs of a fire, they use special tools to locate the fire. Then they use a radio to tell other people where the fire is. The person who looks for signs of fire and the building they work in are both called fire lookouts. Some people study the fuels in a forest or grassland. Forests and grasslands have lots of fuels. Branches, grasses, other plants, leaves, and trees are all fuels.
A fuel is something that burns.
People might count the types of fuels or how many fuels there are. Then these people make a plan to take away some of the fuels. Can you see some forest fuels in this photo? Some people help make forests safe from big wildfires by removing fuels. They might take away fuels by cutting down some smaller trees. They might remove fuels by clearing away fallen branches. When plants have more space between them, it is harder for fires to spread. They might carefully burn some of the forest on purpose to take away fuels. This is called a prescribed fire.
A prescribed fire is a carefully planned fire that skilled workers set on purpose to remove fuels.
Let's take a look at the photos. The photo on page 16 says, cutting down a small tree. The photo on page 17 says, setting a prescribed fire.
Some people study fires. They study how fire impacts plants and animals. The information they learn helps others do their jobs.
Impact means to have a strong effect on something. In this case, fire can have a strong effect on plants and animals.
She sets up a camera in a fireproof box to take pictures of a wildfire while she is gone. Some people teach others what we have learned about wildfire. They teach us how to keep everyone healthy and safe from wildfires. Some people teach grown-ups how to keep their homes and communities safe from wildfires.
Let's take a look at the photos. The photo on page 20 says, teaching kids. The top photo on page 21 says, keeping everyone safe. The bottom photo says, teaching grown-ups.
We all work together to prevent wildfires that are started by humans. Some people watch for wildfires. Some people remove extra fuels. Some people study fire. Some people teach others about wildfires and how to be safe. Together, we can keep forests and grasslands safe and healthy.
Questions for you. 1. Which wildfire prevention job do you like best? What do you like about that job? 2. What is one important thing you have learned about wildfire? 3. What is your idea of a good way that Smokey Bear can teach people about wildfire prevention? Let's take a look at the photo on page 22. It says, how can you help Smokey?
Here are the new words we learned in this reader.
Smokey Bear's words. Ecosystem, a group of plants and animals that interact with each other and their environment. Fuel, things that can burn, like branches, grasses, other plants, leaves, and trees, in a forest or grassland. Impact, to have a strong effect on something. Prescribed fire, a carefully planned fire that skilled workers set on purpose to remove fuels that may cause a large wildfire. Prevent, to stop something from happening. Prevention, the act of stopping something from happening. Wildfire, an outdoor fire that is unwanted.
Try this. I have 5 rules for fire prevention. 1. Only you can prevent wildfires. 2. Always be careful with fire. 3. Never play with matches and lighters. 4. Always watch your campfire. 5. Make sure your campfire is completely out before leaving it.
Choose one of Smokey Bear's rules and write it here. Now draw a picture of that rule below.
Send me your picture or write me a letter at Smokey Bear, Washington, D.C., 20252. I have my own zip code.
Thank you for reading along with Meet Smokey Bear's team. Since 1944, Smokey Bear has protected America's forests from unwanted, human-caused fire. His message of wildfire prevention is the center of the longest-running public service advertising campaign in our nation's history. Though Smokey has been essential to the reduction of unwanted, human-caused wildfires, he still needs help. Even today, nearly 9 out of 10 wildfires nationwide are caused by people. Now more than ever, Smokey needs you to help prevent unwanted human-caused wildfires. To learn more, visit www.smokeybear.com.
Wasn't that amazing? Did you learn anything exciting in this book? If so, be sure to tell a teacher, another student, or a parent. The Natural Enquirer Reader Series is provided by a partnership with Find Outdoors and the USDA Forest Service. The USDA is an equal opportunity provider, employer, and lender. Download this publication, other publications in the Reader Series, and many other resources from the Natural Enquirer's website. All of our resources are free to download, and they're written for students at many different grade levels. So join us in inspiring the next generation of resource scientists and engineers.